This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So, thinking back on this whole situation with my departure from Fox over a tweet where I called some Democrat women lying skanks. Stand by the comment. I know what the definition of a skank is. It's a person of low moral character. Do I need to give you the witnesses of women wearing vaginas on their head, wearing vagina suits, calling themselves nasty women, having the slut walk? But I'm the one who takes the brunt of it because I dare be a man who says, you know what? I am not going to be treated subhumanly. Because women want to form a narrative that men are bad. Men and women have existed since the dawn of man. Mankind, see? Yeah, I know a lot of the leftist women out there, there he goes with the man stuff. Without one, there's not the other. Ladies, we understand it. We also understand that we as men have abused ourselves. We've abused you over the millennia. When the first caveman figured out he was stronger than the woman, you know, whatever else, all the things that could happen to a woman occurred. And it's gone on for many, many, many years. But you know what? We've evolved to where you are now our equals. And you still don't have enough. There's still, you want to lie, you want to cheat, you want to connive. You want men out of, I don't know what you want, to be honest with you. What do you want? You no longer want men to be men? It's laughable to me because what else could we possibly do? You got your Title IX. If you say to me, Kevin, come watch women's sports, it better be something that I've got a real keen interest in, or I'm going because one of my friend's daughters are there, because I'm not going to watch women's sports for the most part. I'm not saying they can't play. I have friends, Nancy Lieberman was one, so now Nancy Lieberman Klein, she played basketball. It was a joy to watch her. I played with her, and her skills are amazing because she couldn't do, you know, she wasn't dunking. She had to play the finesse game, taught me the finesse game. But I'm not going to watch her play over Michael Jordan. So, big deal. Does that make me a misogynist? Any more than there are people that go, I'm not eating at McDonald's. You better take me to a real restaurant. How many dates have women went on? You try to take me over to such and such. I ain't going there. You're going to take me over here. Why? Because it was better. It was higher quality. You know, this idea that you can just make enemies of us is ridiculous. And the problem is, I don't really care what you do. I could have said this, you know, a few years ago and felt safe about it if it weren't for Cosby. Where you say, you know, I pretty much live my life. I'm going to be okay. I bet Bill Cosby thought that too. He's 80-something years old sitting in prison over allegations from 40, 50 years ago. Anybody feel safe, guys? Because I don't. Not anymore. Well, I do, because there is nobody that's going to come forward and go, Kevin did this to me, that's going to be credible. Because I tell you what, I'll dust off some cobwebs. I'll dust off some memories. And say, no, I kind of remember this. And I'll get my buddies, if they're alive, I'll get them and say, yeah, y'all know, where was I? I'll find something. I got a calendar somewhere. So I'm not worried about it. Excuse me. But I am worried about it for my kids, and I'm worried about it for my grandkids, mostly my sons, I only have sons, and my grandsons. And I'm worried about what a woman is going to be looked at in the next 100 years. What are people going to see them as? Are they going to see them the way I would see my boys, you know, like, man, come on, y'all are raunchy. Like I used to tell women all the time, you don't want to come down to the level of a man. And I'm not being mean spirit against men per se. But it's just me saying, no, I put you guys on a pedestal. Why do you want to come down to our level? You know, where little boys are talking about pull my finger. What was it? Kavanaugh's talking about farting on his high school yearbook. I don't think many girls were talking about farting in their high school yearbooks. You get what I'm saying? A man that I have a lot of respect for, Brett Kavanaugh, when he was 16, 17 years old, was talking about farting in his yearbook. I don't think many of those women that he went to school with, accomplished or not, were talking about that. And that's what I'm saying. You guys have, to me, for the most part, have always kept your conversation, at least publicly, you've kept your conversations at a level that we go, okay, boys, we don't. You know, we do things to each other that you just go, God, will you quit? And quite honestly, it's fun to watch kids, boys, come through that rite of passage where pull my finger is no longer funny. I don't know if that's never going to be funny to me, but maybe it just shows you how childlike I can be. Maybe it's because I missed so much of my childhood. But this idea of ruining men for the sake of doing it, and I said, you know what, enough is enough. You're not ruining me. You can talk about other men all you want. I don't care. But you're not going to ruin me. And if that encompasses many of my listeners and my fans, and by the way, it does. I got more mail from women saying, Kevin, you are 100% right. There are women who are lying skanks. And let me just put this out there for the record. Hey, Fox, are you listening? I know I'm right. There are women who are lying skanks. And don't try to pretend that they're not. And skank is not a dirty word. So, you know, think what you want. We all know one. If you're over 25 years old, you know one. And by the way, you know her equivalent on the man side. You might even know two of them. I'm not exonerating men. But what I'm telling you is, everybody should be evaluated on the message, on what their life is about. And what we're seeing with Brett Kavanaugh, as we're seeing with this Mueller investigation. Anybody heard anything about it, by the way? No, because we're too busy caught up in trying to denigrate, demonize a good man. But what do you think is going to happen to a guy who doesn't quite have the reputation of Kavanaugh? But you know what's good? With all these things, the world has a way of realigning itself, and people are starting to look at the woman who's the accuser. And I'm going to take a serious look at her, and I'm going to finish talking about this Fox stuff in a bit. But I'm going to take a look at her. Because right now they're saying, you know what? She's not a psychologist the way she's described herself. And so she's actually told a lie in her testimony. Well, let me just make it a little clearer for you. She's told lots of lies during her testimony. When we come back, I'm going to begin with one that's pretty obvious that the left have pretty much glossed over. We're not going to gloss over it here because we speak the truth. Back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So easy for you to call a woman or women skanks. Would you want your mother or your daughter to be called a skank? Okay. You're unemployed, which sucks. Nobody listens to your radio station. No one's going to watch your movie. No one cares about you because you just are a hateful person. I hope you really don't do well in life.
So there was a call from probably somebody who takes it personally that I call some women skanks. And to answer her question, my mother and my grandmother, I didn't know them in their growing up years. Obviously, my mother died when I was five. She died at the age of 24. Nobody's ever referred to her that way. But, you know, I don't know her past. To answer your question, I only call people skanks that do skanky stuff. I call people liars who lie. You know, if I call a cheater a cheater. That if the word fits, wear it. It's funny to me. The people have said things about, you know, men are dogs, and I think to myself, yeah, they can be, but I don't automatically go, I'm a dog. By the way, it should be a compliment because dogs are loyal. They got lots of good qualities, but it isn't. So we get called a lot of stuff. All of us do. And don't even try to compete with me on what I get called. And let me tell you something, and this is geared towards the mentality of the people of Fox News. Do you think Fox News has ever thought for a second about the number of times that I've been called a coon butt Negro and I clean it up for radio? A step and fetch, a tool of the white man, you know, whatever. Uncle Tom. No. Do you think they've ever come to my defense? No. And the reason is you don't have to. I know I'm none of those things. If somebody says something and say, you know, there are many women out there who are blankety blank. You know who always is in an uproar? The ones who feel like it fits them. Because if you're not that, you don't care. But what's interesting to me about the left is these are women who pride themselves on being in, on what I would call skankish activities. I mentioned it earlier, wearing vagina outfits and vagina hats and speaking openly of sex and the fact that, you know, and by the way, the left in and of itself, just sexualizing. They honestly have a thing called a slut walk. There are women who walk around, they'll do these protests where they expose their bras and talk about their femininity. There are women I've seen with marching who will put on a men's penises and things of this sort. Have you ever been to a gay pride parade? I'm using examples of things that you say to yourself, really? So the word skank is what bothers you. See, I'm not buying that. And I'll tell you guys some more about the coordinated attack to get me fired, which is fine. Let me tell you something. Every time something like this has happened to me, I can't think back of when it didn't work out. But maybe it did once. But every time something like this happens, my life changes for the better. And I'm not talking a little bit, a lot. And you know why? Because there are people out there who are listening saying, Kevin, I don't have the guts to say what you said. Now, in my opinion, why should it take any guts to remind people that there are absolutely stellar women in this world and there are absolutely the worst kind of skanks in this world who do nothing except look for ways to do people harm. And by the way, they aren't just harming men. They're harming other women. I'm talking about, you know, conniving against them in many ways and ruining the reputation of women, ruining all the things that the women's movement fought for. That's what they do. Now, you would think women would go, oh, yeah, Kevin, you're right. Look at me. I look at black folks. I know the overwhelming amount of black people do amazing stuff. They are amazing people. But I also know that there's a contingent of blacks that I want no part of. And you know what I do? I come out and I speak against them. I speak against those blacks who would dare commit almost 50% of the violent crime in this country. I speak against the blacks who think so ethnocentrically that they can't see, you know, people as human beings versus seeing your color first. I speak against them. And I'll speak against women and any other special interest group that tries to supersede itself over the rights of other human beings and are willing to lie to do it. And you know what? If Fox says, Kevin, we never want you on again, I say to hell with you, Fox. That's the whole reason I'm talking about being principled. What the left want to ridicule is what they should be aspiring to. So they want to send me on. You glad you got fired? Yeah, glad a person who's willing to stand on principle got fired. This will be guys sending me this note. And I'm thinking, you knucklehead, do you know what you're headed for? Do you know what your future is without a voice like mine? Ladies, you have daughters, but many of you have sons. What do you think their futures are going to be? You want to see them like Cosby? And leftist ladies, do you want to raise men in the vein of Harvey Weinstein and people like him? LGBT, do you want Kevin Spacey to represent you? And I could go on. This is the reason why we fight. I don't give a crap if Fox ever has me back on, if they ever give me anything to do. I don't give a crap. I can build a bigger audience than Fox. And believe me, when I say that, I'm going to make you a bet. I bet I do it. I don't care about Fox. Fox will be like Burroughs. Do you know what Burroughs is? They used to be a dominant business, like an IBM, if you will. Nobody even knows their stinking name. RCA. Remember RCA? Not many people do. You think millennials know what Burroughs or RCA is? Of course not, because they don't need to. They're dinosaurs. And Fox, if they continue doing what they're doing, they'll be dinosaurs. Because you know what you want as an audience? You want the truth. You want debate. You want open discourse on any of these subjects. And this radio station, the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255, is prepared to do that. We are prepared to debate anybody, anytime, anywhere on any of these subjects. I'll debate the word skank with the left. You want to debate that? Let's debate it. Let me tell you what. If I let me have a room full of black people, I'll say, does anybody here know somebody that's a skank? And you'll watch every single hand go up. You think I'm going to lose in the black community over this? You think there are black people going, man, you crazy. You just said, the ones who are doing that are paid. The ones who are listening to me, they're going, yeah, Kevin, right. You right. Yes, I'm right. And you know what? If white folks were going to be truthful about it and I said, do you know a skank? They'd raise their hands too. Unless they are one. That's the way it works. Because that's the way it is. And it's about the truth. So this lady calling me, you should be ashamed of yourself. Would you call your mother or your grandmother? No, I never saw my mother or my grandmother do a skanky thing in their lives. Not one. My grandmother never stabbed anybody. She was a good Christian woman. So no. If you said she's a skank, I'd look at you and say that she's never done anything as a skank. So you can think what you want. But I'm not going to be mad. You can have an opinion, but it can be wrong.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, VercelMedia.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Monday at the White House, President Trump held a press conference in the Rose Garden. The president discussed trade, and then the topic turned to Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
I feel badly for all parties. I feel badly for everybody. I feel badly for our country. This is so bad for our country. But I will tell you, I watched those senators on the Democrat side, and I thought it was a disgrace, and partially because I know them. I know them too well, and you know what? They are not angels. my White House will do whatever the senators want. I'm open to whatever they want.
A shorthanded Supreme Court began its new term today with 8 justices rather than 9. The court does have over 40 cases to rule on during this 9-month calendar year, including an antitrust case against Apple. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I really marveled at how people look at the testimony of Ford and they want to make it sound credible. It boggles the mind. Earlier in the broadcast, I talked about sitting with two friends of mine. One was my girlfriend, one was a friend, and them talking about the sexual assaults that occurred in their lives. And I will tell you, there was nothing close to what Ford did. Nothing. Choked up, had me choked up, had me angry. Were you angry after hearing Ford's testimony? I was sitting there like I was in a lecture. It was amazing. And I'm telling you, there's a reason why they shifted from calling her just Christine Blasey Ford to Professor Ford. And the rumor is now, and I will look at the story later, maybe we'll cover it, but there's a technicality in how she considers herself a clinical psychologist or whatever. They called her an associate in the department or something like that. She lied about her role. See, that's what academics do. That's what leftist academics do. They lie. They want to credentialize themselves. I'm a professor. I might have gotten my degree from Joe Schmo University in Chad, but I got my PhD from there. It's paper mills. Now, hers is from USC or somewhere like this, and then she went to work at Stanford. Trust me when I tell you, this is all people that know each other and give each other these good titles and jobs. It's like these award shows for the people in Hollywood. They've already made enough money. Now they want people to understand, I'm bigger than life. So they give themselves awards. We buy into it and go, ooh, you're going to watch the Oscars or the Emmys or the Tonys or the whatevers? What, it isn't enough that they, I'm not saying don't recognize people's talent. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying they go overboard. Let's recognize everybody's talent because we're all so good. And then they convince us that that's what we need to be looking for. Let me tell you, a good story is a good story. If you don't film it right, if I see the boom, a shadow or whatever, I don't really care. A good story is a good story. Put it in a book. I don't need to see your movie. How many times have you said the book is better than the movie? We give these people credit where they don't need it. Tell me a good story. Make me believe. But let me tell you this. In the case of Ford, she's a liar. It's so obvious that, this day where the truth has become the lie, I understand why people go, she's believable. Even Republicans. Donald Trump said, well, she told a compelling story. No, she didn't. Come on, Donald Trump. You're better than that. You know a compelling story. You know a lie when you hear it. Let me just say, if you know anybody that's been a victim of sexual assault and they tell that story like that, it didn't happen. She's supposedly afraid of flying, but she flies all the time. You ever been with somebody who's afraid of flying? I wasn't until I got into a storm in Texas, and it took me about 6 months to stop, you know, having the anxiety at takeoff, takeoff and landing, particularly landings, because that's where we had our troubles. But I got over it and I fly. But I know people. I have a friend. He's a business partner. He does not fly. Period. Anyway, I want to play a clip of Dr. Ford talking about her trauma. And she's asked by Weinstein, you know, what are your, you know, well, how do you know that it was Judge Kavanaugh who did this? Let's get that clip.
Why have you held it to yourself all these years? As you look back, can you indicate what the reasons are?
Well, I haven't held it in all these years. I did just close it in the confines of therapy, where I felt like it was an appropriate place to cope with the sequelae of the event.
Well, can you tell us what impact the events had on you?
Well, I think that the sequelae of sexual assault varies by person. So for me personally, anxiety, phobia, and PTSD-like symptoms are the types of things that I've been coping with. So more specifically, claustrophobia, panic, and that type of thing.
How are you so sure that it was he?
The same way that I'm sure that I'm talking to you right now. It's just basic memory functions, and also just the level of norepinephrine and epinephrine in the brain that sort of, as you know, encodes that neurotransmitter, encodes memories into the hippocampus, and so the trauma-related experience then is kind of locked there, whereas other details kind of drift.
Now, I'm sure that's the way sexual assault victims describe their incidents. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to 844-551-8255. Hey, listen, leftist ladies out there, I'm sorry, leftist women, there's no way you can hear that testimony and tell me that woman's telling the truth. And you know what people say? Well, she's an expert in psychology. She's going to put it in terms that no, she's an expert in lecturing about the impact of rape on other people, and she's trying to make it appear as though she's the victim. She doesn't even know the psychology of the victim. She's not suffering from the psychosis of the victim. She gave you, oh, well, victims, you know, we tend to have claustrophobia, we're afraid of this, blah, 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 blah. But then she goes on to talk about the epinephrine that's released in the adrenal glands, right? Well, I don't know if she said it's released in the adrenal glands, but it is. And the norepinephrine, you know, which transmits through the neurons, this hormone, the hippocampus, the part of the brain that forms, stores, and processes memory. She's giving you all these different things. But you know what she's not giving you? She's not giving you the testimony of a woman who's gone through this trauma. A woman who's gone through this trauma, even if she knows all the clinical terms, is going to tell you, how do I know it was him? Because I will never forget the face of the man emblazoned in my memory based on the fact that I was in fear for my life. Oh, you Fox News can talk about me all you want. You people that want to be haters can say everything you want. But let me tell you something. You know with certainty that I'm correct. Nobody gives you a clinical description of what happened to them. Ask somebody what they were doing on 9/11. They're not going to be talking about epinephrine and norepinephrine and a host of other things and sequelae of the event. They're going to be talking about, I will never forget it, man. It was a scene straight from hell. They're going to be giving you a description that you can relate to from their guttural core, not some, you know, intellectual lecture on a subject. And everybody that's listening to this program that's got a brain, you know I'm right. And so you wonder why I question a woman who said to her own friend that she had 60-something, you know, sexual partners in high school and college. And we've got Judge Kavanaugh, who says he's a virgin through college. Pretty much, there's not a woman in sight that says, yeah, other than that woman, who says, that I had anything to do with him other than being a friend. He's got character witness on top of character witnesses and a lifetime of achievement that showcases it. And what are we doing? We're trying to give this woman the benefit of the doubt? I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. And it isn't because Kevin, you're just siding with Kavanaugh. I didn't know jack about Brett Kavanaugh. Nothing. I came into this with no preconceived notions whatsoever. I knew exactly what to do in order to make my assessments because I have a logical brain. And I just put the pieces together and said, huh, you didn't say a word about it for 36 years. You had many opportunities to go at this man. He's got he's worked with women his entire life, and you can't find anybody in recent years that has said this. This man is either the best sexual predator on the planet or it didn't happen. We know the answer. It didn't happen. Brett Kavanaugh, he adores women. He puts them on a pedestal. He has worked with them. He has encouraged them. He has promoted them. And that's why this man being under attack, I take it so almost personally. Because I know what the left is trying to do. And so should all of you. Now, what did I do? I proved it. There's nobody that can now look at me and say, you sell out. Yeah, I proved it. Those of you who say, I can't go say what you say, Kevin. I can't do what you do. I proved you can. If you're willing to sacrifice. Trust me, man. Heart-wrenching discussions with my family about what the impact's going to be financially, blah, blah, blah. Psst. You know what we say as a family? Does it matter? You stood on principle. And I'm not saying it as a badge of honor. I'm just telling you. That's the way it is. That's how the world works. That's how you win. Can you imagine all of us standing on principle, showing these clowns in Congress that we're not going to go for this, showing these clowns at the Democrats? You're not going to win this because too many of us are willing to stand on principle. That's why you're never going to win. It's like watching somebody, a group of people repeatedly willing to give their lives over something. You better pay attention to that, like these jihadists, things like that. You better become a jihadist for the truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, I think that the sequelae of sexual assault varies by person. So for me personally, anxiety, phobia, and PTSD-like symptoms are the types of things that I've been coping with. So more specifically, claustrophobia, panic, and that type of thing.
How are you so sure that it was he?
The same way that I'm sure that I'm talking to you right now. So just basic memory functions and also just the level of norepinephrine and epinephrine in the brain that sort of, as you know, encodes that neurotransmitter encodes memories into the hippocampus, and so the trauma-related experience then is kind of locked there, whereas other details kind of drift.
Yeah. Anybody that believes that dribble, you should be drummed out of whatever field you're in, because you're too stupid not to know that that's a lie. I don't know whatever's happened traumatically in your life, but if you described it like that, you're lying. I can talk to you about burning my butt on the stove when we were getting ready for church when I was a kid. I was at my grandmother's house. I remember that day. And let me tell you, it wasn't about epinephrine and all that. It was all, man, the minute my little bun hit that space heater and I heard that sizzle, you know, just that quick. And I jumped up and was crying, ran to my grandma. There's nothing about epinephrine and neoprenephrine and whatever. Epinephrine, nothing. I remember that. I remember when I ripped my buttocks open when I was playing on my birthday. A party, a rare party I got, and we went to the park and we took a group of my friends and I ripped my bun on one of these water faucet things. And I remember thinking, holy crap, what did I just do? And my grandmother looked at my butt and went, well, it'd be all right. And when I got home, I had an inch and a half gash in my butt. I needed to get it sewn up. And we didn't go to the doctor. My grandmother had a scar on her arm it was very similar to mine. Probably, you know, she ripped her arm open at some point in her life. And they do nothing for it. So there's a place where the skin just, you know, comes over. And it doesn't look the same as your regular skin. Now, if she'd sewn it up, you'd never know it would have happened because it was many, many years ago. Same with my bun. And I know the bun that I know the approximate day. I know it was on my birthday. And it was probably around my 11th or 12th birthday. And I remember the park. I can see it. Is emblazoned in my memory. And I dadgum Skippy remember the wound and how it happened. Maybe a little fuzzy on the year, but I can get it close. But I wouldn't describe my epinephrine. You hear her, you know, well, it's kind of things, you know, you could have anxiety, you could have phobia, PTSD-like symptoms. And then for me personally, I have claustrophobia, panic, that sort of thing. No, I can tell you exactly the trauma that, you know, that I would suffer in any way. Ask me about anything that was traumatic in my life. I will give you personal detail that I don't have to go talk about it. Well, you know, it's that kind of thing. I can tell you specifically what it's doing and how it's impacting my life. Now, she went on to talk about, we put two doors in our house. It's not very appealing, but it gives us two doors. Well, where's your panic room? Where's your panic room? If you're going to put two doors in your house, why do you put two of them on the front? I need an escape hatch. If you want to escape, you put a door on the side. Put the second door in the back. Give me a room you can get out of that has no knowledge of it. That's not a room. That isn't convincing me that I'm so panicked. It tells me you don't know how to design a house, is what it tells me. I'm not going after this woman. I don't give a crap about Ford in the sense of her life. I think Ford is one of these academics who's lied about her credentials, and they're digging into that. I don't know what let me just say this. Republicans, do you know how to do opposition research? Can you find out anything? Democrats, when they can't find stuff, they create it and leak it, a la the Steele dossier. We can't find out something about a woman who's obviously got a pretty tainted past in the sense of how most parents want their daughters to be raised, and we can't come up with anything on this woman except to go, well, I mean, Donald Trump going, well, you know, she's somewhat believable. That was the most wishy-washy thing on Kavanaugh that this man has said, and God forbid Kavanaugh doesn't make it. Wow. Neurotransmitters and hippocampus and norepramine and norepinephrine or whatever she called it. Clinical psychologist Jim Hopper, a trauma expert and Harvard teaching associate, says Ford was correct that she was describing the basic memory functioning. He usually simplifies it by describing defense circuitry, altering the memory circuitry without naming the chemicals involved. Yeah, because you know why? An academic doesn't know how to tap into real feelings, particularly when those feelings don't exist. What Ford described is what a woman would say when they're not attacked. When you're giving the clinical definition of what happens in the case where a woman is attacked. And as they like to put it, and here's what somebody said. Dr. Blasey Ford is clearly an academic researcher who knows what she's talking about, Hopper says. As for her high-level language, quote, it may have been her researcher's mind that values precision. Talk about, man, this is insulting. It's so insulting. She values precision? How about she value the truth? How about she value the idea that she is intentionally trying to ruin a man's life built on a lie? Same lie that the Democrats built on Trump. Same lie they built on Judge Roy Moore, who you've heard nothing about any additional accusers. Same lies they would build on you and are building on men right now, conservative men, using people like Harvey Weinstein. Are they attacking their own? How many men on the left do you think could fall through any of this scrutiny that we're talking about right now? Forget going back 35 years. Go back two parties and then go challenge Hollywood. What did they do? Even the women. Picture after picture of Joy Behar and Madonna and many others grabbing men by the genitals. Many of them. Picture after picture of women participating in skank marches, slut walks, all kinds of things. But no, they must be believed. Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous, folks. Oh, man. I don't know if I want to even finish talking about this Fox thing, but I said I would. I may just talk about it in the next hour. I'm appalled. I really am. And I'm not trying to tell you how to feel. I'm giving you my emotions. My radio show is my emotions about this stuff. Take it or leave it. There are people out there, you know, Kevin, you want the audience to, I don't care what you do. Look, you are smart people. I'm giving you my observations. And my observations are all three of these women are liars. And it's funny how we've suddenly lost track of the other two. You know, the last one, what's her name? Sketnik or Skolnik or whatever, Skanknik. She has said she attended 10 group sex outings. Oh, they called them gangbangs. And she was like, I saw Kavanaugh there. And even though he didn't participate in the one that I was in, where I was assaulted, I saw him at 9 others. Okay. And it was funny because even the Democrats sort of went, uh-oh, we're in big trouble with this one. Now, this was creepy porn lawyers, candidate. Let's put it that way. This was creepy porn lawyers candidate for the next person who's going to ruin Kavanaugh. And she's so stupid that she put herself at 10 gang rapes that she called rapes. And she goes, and then the last one where I was a victim, really? So you went to him 9 times, excuse me, watching other victims and decided to go back for the 10th. I mean, look, you define that any way you want. I call that skank behavior. Particularly when you do that and you try to place somebody there who you know was not there. See, that's what a lowlife would do. Would Fox have felt better if I called him a lowlife? Which, by the way, is the definition, part of the definition of skank. Would that have made him feel better? I don't know. That's what they were telling me. Yeah.
Kevin, that's all the language.
What language? That's what language is. It's about communication. It's about getting things as closely to the mark as you can.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.